Time for some sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, hello there.
Hello there, Fran.
In the AFL, Melbourne and Geelong had uplifting wins last night.
This is a strange season, Fran.
It is a strange season on many fronts.
Look, when the young Tom Wills helped found these two sides back in the late 1850s to help young people stay fit more than anything else, and even at one stage he managed to play for both clubs in the same season, he could never have believed them playing a Wednesday doubleheader, let alone in places as disparate as Adelaide and Brisbane. In fact, if you know your history, Queensland was a dangerous place for Wills and his family. But happily for the Cats, it presented few dangers other than some wayward kicking before they overran the equally out of place North Melbourne, 13-12-90 to 9-3-57. Now, a young fellow by the name of Brian Myers, all dreadlocks and enthusiasm, and very much the local lad made good. He played his junior footy on the number 2 ground at Cadinia Park. He kicked 4 goals for the Cats last night. And favourite son, Tom Hawkins, 3, who said the days of power forwards were over. But the coach, Chris Scott, he had some lamentations as well as some nice things to say. He was upset about the 12 behinds. In the third quarter, Geelong missed quite a few goals and could have won by a considerable
amount. That's a lot of misses.
It is an awful lot. Well, look, in the last 3 mornings, we've reported 3 clubs not being very accurate in front of the sticks. It's one of the basics of the game, but not being carried out all that well at the moment. Now, Melbourne had a few demons to be rid of at the Adelaide Oval, where the last effort against Port Adelaide was labelled as insipid. And this was done by no less an authority than the club president. And I can tell you, having worked inside a club, when the club president says those things, a lot of people start looking at each other sideways. But last night, they were anything but insipid against the Crows. They kicked 7 goals, the Demons, in the final quarter. It was a pretty impressive performance. And look, all of this leaves Geelong in contention now for the top 4. And, you know, half a chance to really make an impact when the finals start. And Melbourne for the top 8, only just. But, of course, where there's life, etc., particularly when there's no snow. Sorry to say that about Melbourne supporters. And look, tonight, another doubleheader. It's the Sydney against Collingwood. Both sides making changes. 4 dropped Pies, 3 omitted Swans. And the other game is between...
And a partridge in a pear tree.
That'll do. Very good. The other game, the riff on the Gold Coast and St Kilda then. I don't think we can get them into a Christmas carol at all. But the Saints, well, they're looking to go to third spot. And for the long-suffering people of Moorabbin, and they attract that epithet, you know, season after season, these are heady days, Fran.
They sure are. I was just speaking to a fan the other day who's feeling very heady about it all. Let's talk tennis. Is another world number one about to withdraw from the US Open?
Well, yeah, a bit of a surprise, this one, Fran. Of course, Ashley Barty, the women's number one player, she's already out. But tennis officials had been assuming, and that US Open officials and ATP officials, that Novak Djokovic was going to Flushing Meadows. But overnight, it's emerged that's not quite the case. He says he'll be making a decision in the next few days. So this tournament's already without Roger Federer. Of course, he's injured, and Rafael Nadal. So if Djokovic pulls out, then it's the big 3 gone. Also overnight, Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova, now she's ranked at 30 in the world, but still an important player. She announced she wasn't heading for New York either, Fran.
So they're racking up. Just briefly, in football, Brisbane and Wellington played a 1-1 draw in the A-League.
Yeah, Fran, Gary Hooper scored the goal in the 82nd minute that allowed the Phoenix to share the points with Raw. And that means both sides, really that no change whatsoever to the ladder as a result of that result. 3rd and 4th, Brisbane and Wellington, Fran.
In rugby league, a good old-fashioned war of words, and who better to lead it than Wayne Bennett, the man of few words, usually.
Yeah, and where better to do it than in the Queensland Rugby League news sheet that is the Courier Mail, a big red ink exclusive in which Bennett describes as bovine feces, or something like that, accusations that he sabotaged Anthony Seibold while he was coach of South Sydney. Now, for those taking their seats late, Bennett and Seibold furiously swapped jobs a couple of years back, and tomorrow night, Bennett South Sydney, which used to be Seibold's, plays Seibold's Brisbane, which used to be Bennett's. It's almost all enough to make you forget there is a game on tonight, and not a bad one. East, the defending premiers, with a fair bit going on against St George Illawarra. Now, yesterday, the Chooks coach, Trent Robinson, he was at pains to point out that he had in fact dropped halfback Kyle Flanagan rather than resting him. And we should always take coaches at their word, Fran, even when those words include bovine and feces.
In rugby union, Rugby Australia has brought former Wallaby hooker and regular discontent Phil Kearns inside the tent.
Yeah, look, he was not that long ago part of the Newington College putsch to take control of the game. But he's now going to be under the RA fly sheet, or is that the fly half sheet? He's going to be heading up Australia's bid to host the 2027 World Cup, which, as everybody in rugby union knows, is the third biggest sporting event in the world behind the Soccer World Cup and the Olympics. That'll get a few people talking. The decision on who will be the host will be made in 2022, so Phil Kearns has got a lot of work to do before then. And look, tomorrow in the Super Rugby competition, the unbeaten Brumbies play Melbourne. We'll have a preview of that tomorrow morning, Fran.
Good on you, Warwick. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.